I am legend just like Fresh Prince. Who's that? Anyways.
Who that is? Who is that? Who is that?
As we know, life is full of surprises, both good and bad, and the day-to-day journey is full of unforeseen obstacles, and sometimes it's hard to see our way through beyond the normal mundane or where unscripted dreams live. Join us for thought-provoking discussions and interviews to help us navigate through the fog and create our own path. We are the Unscripted Dream Podcast, operating outside the margins to motivate and inspire our audience. Yeah, that was definitely Gucci Mane, sir.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, today's episode is titled, I Am Legend. So, that's where I kind of got that from. It's just stuck in my head. But, I Am Legend. So, let's talk about it, man. I guess what the biggest thing I guess we can start off with as far as I Am Legend is thinking about what does it take to actually be revered as a legend? Like, what are the requirements, if there are any? In my mind or in my eyes, as far as being considered a legend, you definitely have to have your life, not necessarily fully in the public, but it has to be known to the people that actually respect you, which I imagine it would be a vast amount of people. Doesn't necessarily have to be a lot of people, but say you're in a certain profession or something like that, for you to be respected by other people that are considered equally just as good or maybe slightly better or maybe a few steps below you to win their respect or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? They have to see you in action, right? How can we really give you that title of being a legend if you haven't proven your worth? So when I think of a legend, you got to think of resilience. Let's think about Michael Jordan in that regard. Michael Jordan went to the final how many times? Six. And he won his championships, all of them. Let's see. LeBron didn't do that. No knock to LeBron. He's a legend in a different form. There's a few other people that definitely you can say did not touch that Michael Jordan status, which is considered a legend. Legendary. So when you think of resilience, man, think about like someone like Muhammad Ali. Like he lost a few times, but he definitely gained his title back. So more than once. So resilience, you know, like do you have it? And when you're actually have your back against the ropes, can you really bounce back? You know, going through the fire and all. Perseverance. So that's another proper term for that. So resilience and perseverance, like it, becoming a legend really requires enduring challenges, setbacks, obstacles all through your whole journey. So yeah. Anything else you want to add to that to start off, Marcus?
Yeah. So Joe, you said something in the very beginning when you started going into this, I disagree with, and that's
go for it.
You have to be known. Like in this, you know, you have to be in the spotlight to be considered a legend. I don't agree with that. And I'll share why in the second half of this episode. But as far as consistency and resilience, I think that when you're working towards something, because that's the thing. And that's why I disagree with Joe, is just because like these people, just because you're in the media, doesn't mean like you just sometimes some people are just people on TV to me. You're just, because I know if I try really hard, I could get on TV. Like I could get on there. If I really wanted to, I could be on your local public access show. I could be on something, doing something. The hundreds of thousands of game shows that are out there. If I really wanted to be on your TV, on your Netflix streaming, on Hulu, whatever you're watching, I could be on there. I would have to lower some standards about myself. I could make it, right? So just because I just don't think, just because a lot of people see you doesn't necessarily mean that you deserve to be kind of held in high regard. I guess it's more about your respect for the arena that somebody's in, just because there's people who don't care about athletes, people that are athletes. So they're not legends to them. They're just people, right? So, yeah. But that being stated, just I'll expand on why later. But just resilience. I think resilience is one of those things that you have to reframe to understand that you have it. Like, it's not like nobody brags about being resilient. Like nobody's like, yeah, I'm resilient. And I'm proud of it. I don't see that, right? Because the resiliency is something that I think it's kind of like an intangible.
Yeah, it's proven through action, man. It's not something that you determine. Yeah. It's who's ever looking at you, outside looking in. They're the ones that make that determination, not you.
Yeah, and it's a mindset. It's a mindset thing, yes, too. And that's the hard thing is that how do you, and that's my question for you, Joe, is how do you feel one would develop resiliency?
Resiliency, you know, from a perspective of someone that may be considered a legend, what have you. First and foremost, resilience and perseverance are just two characteristics of being a legend. There's more that I'm going to explain, but as far as like resilience, from a perspective of someone that is considered on that status, is, you know, they're just like you, man. They're in the motions. Sometimes they really don't know what's going on. All they know is to keep doing it. So say you have a routine down and you don't really necessarily recognize or realize your potential. That's usually how that works. Like, it's something that you probably really like doing and you just happen to be very skilled at it. And like with anything, over time it becomes repetition. And before you know it, you're rubbing elbows or rubbing shoulders with some of the best of them. That's usually just how that happens, man. It's usually a routine that you get into. It's not something you necessarily think about just because you already know those bumps and bruises are going to come. You know, once you actually understand the bumps and bruises, you would be, it's a lot easier for you to navigate through those type of channels just because you know what's coming.
Yeah, that's great points, Joe. And resiliency, I think, it requires some reframing too, because
absolutely, that's when you know, as you're moving up those levels, right, catching those bumps and bruises, you might have somebody that's been on that level before and they can bring you up to par. Like, they can coach you through their situation. Hey, I've ran into the same situation, don't be like me. That's normally how those things happen. Like, being a legend is so much more outside of you than it is in you. It's crazy to really like explain, but honestly, for you to even be considered better than someone that's already on top, you had to study their game or how they've done things to a certain standpoint. Like, you don't necessarily have to do it the same way they did it, but you would learn from their pitfalls so you don't fall into them yourself.
True. I agree. And you'll see, and I think that those are really the defining characteristics. I mean, just all what you're saying, consistency, resilience, perseverance, they're all characteristics of someone who people probably would consider being a legend in whatever field or, you know, whatever you're doing. So, Joe, anything else there you'd like to discuss before moving on to the next?
Yeah, like when you're talking about longevity and consistency, man.
Longevity.
That's the same thing as the routine. It's just formatted in a different way when I was speaking. But longevity and consistency, I just wanted to touch on that. You know, it's basically the highlight of having some type of discipline, some type of dedication, of continuous growth over time to build a legendary reputation. Like I said, this is a process. This is a movement. This isn't something that just you start and it just stops. This is something that you've probably had in the works for some time now. And it's gotten so big to the point where you're like, I invested all this time, to the point where maybe you have other people following suit. And that gets to the point where it becomes bigger than you. And when it becomes bigger than you, you already know what that is. You know, before you know it, you become on a bigger platform or bigger status than you originally started. So usually when you find yourselves in those channels, as far as that, where things that you started become bigger than you, it gives you that much more of a reason not to quit.
Absolutely. So just moving on, is just the relationship between achieving that legendary status, also understanding that kind of you're running your own race too. Like, we're all running our own race. So we're only really competing with people if we choose to, but there's also a level of like managing your ego, but also being confident. Like, you should always be confident in yourself. But the concern is that what happens, like, what are there's great pros of being confident, but then there's also the downside of being you're overconfident. And then that, like, when your ego gets a little bit too inflated, Like, that's how you lose. I've discussed that several times on this show. But I guess, Joe, what would you say? Just the importance of just developing, you know, confidence, and maybe, you know, share a perspective that people might not see. Like, people might, you know, someone's say they feel they're lacking confidence. Like, what would you advise those people to look at, take a look at?
I think grassroots starts for confidence wise is results. So if this is something very new to you, and, you know, oftentimes if we start off with something like a new skill set or something very new, the confidence levels there pretty low, and that's fine. But the question is, depending on the type of person you are, do you have a support system? How well is that support system? Sometimes that's all that you need is a support system that's just going to help you soar and reach greater limits. I don't know how many times where I've looked at certain things, especially skill sets, and I'm just like, I don't know how the hell I'm going to get through this and learn this, because this shit looks hard. And definitely it is, but, you know, you over time, when you start looking at things as far as like it's not an option to quit, that's when that confidence really comes into play. Once you start looking at things, especially brand new, as there's no other option, there's no other way, I promise you, you find other ways to get through it. So you would find little tips and hints on how you can get by. And then once you start really learning it and get into the thick of it, that skill set, it gets easier and easier and easier. You know, what's that saying? The hardest part is the beginning. In so many different forms. I'm sure you've seen that on 1,000 different fortune cookies if you ever eat Chinese food. But, you know, they have a lot of those statements where, like, the hardest part is that, you know, the biggest breakthrough is the beginning. Like, that's the hardest part. So once you start something, you know, it's a lot easier to get through it over time. So once you stick with something, that's where the confidence comes. You know, I think a lot of people fail, and the reason why people have a lack of confidence is because, you know, they're not committed. They're not committed to that enough. You know, if it's something that you truly are driven by it, I don't care who you are. If it's something you're really driven by, you're definitely going to make a way of how to maneuver through that. That's no different than someone that you may see that plays a sport, right? But they have a severe handicap. There's this one kid I used to watch in basketball, and I was like, no way. I'm still amazed by this kid. I forget his name. I'm sorry for forgetting his name, but the kid is a stellar hooper, man. The kid has one arm, and he's playing basketball as a point guard, dunking on people, shooting threes with one arm. I don't know how much more motivating that is, but just imagine his self-confidence and all that kind of stuff. Like, when he started, I promise you, he had everybody talking crazy. I'm sure his confidence was really low. But you want to know what got him through it? The passion for the game, as well as probably his support system, you know, as many resources. So if you have a lot of resources at the beginning of something that you're building a skill set in, the more you're going to last and the longer you're going to last until you can actually stand up on your own feet. And eventually he got to a point where he could stand up on his own feet and he's just killing people. Like, if I stepped on the court with him, even in my prime of basketball, I wouldn't stand a chance. I would probably walk off the court embarrassed, because I'm like, how's this dude putting me to shame? And I got a whole extra limb. Like, he's that good. So that's what I'm trying to say, man. In order to build confidence, man, it really, you know, there's a few things that come into play, but the most important thing, man, is your level of sticking with things. Like, that's where being stubborn is a benefit for me, just because I refuse to quit and I always want to see things through. That's how my confidence gets stronger in a lot of things that I don't know anything about, you know? So, yeah, man, how about you?
So, I said I'm going to circle back as promised. So let's look at it. Joe, I mean, that was a great story. So let's focus on just being a legend in life itself. So like I have a speech impediment, and people will, I will tell people that I have a speech impediment and they'll say, no, you don't. I say, yes, I do. And I said, I'm not living in denial. I know that I have it because I live it every day. Right. And like people don't understand like what I go through and what I have to do to be able to get in front of people to have conversations. There's certain letters that are difficult for me to say, certain, like there's certain sounds when they come together, they're difficult for me to say. There's a certain amount of preparation that goes into if I have to go up and like speak in front of people, and like my stress levels, the level of preparation. I'm like, there's a ton of things. But if you don't have a speech impediment, you don't know what it's like to even experience any of those things. So what I'm trying to explain is that there's battles that everyone fights, and there's things that people deal with that you have no idea how challenging it is for people to even get to particular levels. So like take an example, just like the kid that Joe's talking about, like that kid's a legend for what he's doing. It doesn't matter if he's even ever on TV, because he's influencing a ton of people around him. So you look at somebody who's like their family, like struggle with alcoholism, and they decide to not take a drink. And their friends are always like, oh, well, you can take a drink and, you know, you can have a drink. Why don't you like drink with us and all this other stuff? And they try to explain it to people like, no, I don't do it for a reason. But those people don't understand. They don't understand that dynamic and why that person chooses not to do it. So that struggle is not, they don't understand the difficulty of that. Same as someone who battles drugs. There's certain people, you have the privilege to experiment with drugs. There's some people, they take a drug, they might as well just go straight to rehab because they're going to have a problem for the rest of their life. So like understanding that these people that are overcoming these odds, like same as somebody, like you have kids and you decide to not walk out on your kids like your parents did you. Like you're a legend for that. So it doesn't matter if you're on TV, doesn't matter if people see what you're doing. It matters that if you break a cycle, that's legendary. So like, that's my issue. Like these people, like, yeah, they're on TV. These people are on a pedestal, but don't let these other people take away from the greatness that people, like regular everyday people have and they achieve. And it's nothing, like, it's no small feat to do what a lot of people doing, because people don't understand. Just like I said, like having a speech impediment, if you talk normal, you don't know what it's like for me to have to get up and talk and do all this preparation and all these things before I can get up and talk in front of people. So like, they don't need to understand these things. I'm just saying that we all have our own mountains to climb, and we should gain confidence from that. We should, you know, believe in ourselves, because if you overcome these obstacles, that's everything that Joe mentioned in the beginning. To overcome those obstacles, it takes consistency, resilience, perseverance, and longevity. So if you're overcoming any of those things, and maybe you've overcome something that you don't share with people, but that's your victory, take it. That's yours. Nobody needs to know, but you can be a legend to yourself. And it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter who sees you or who doesn't see you. It's irrelevant. Like, you can be great in your own sense, and it doesn't have to be seen by hundreds, thousands, or millions of people.
Hey man, I was gonna say, I definitely resonate with that story about the vices, man. You know, cigarettes or whatnot. I don't know if you knew that about me, but you know, I definitely have friends, especially when they have a little bit of oil in them. Their thing to do is smoke a cig or something. And I refuse to smoke cigarettes just because of my family history. You know, my dad is a chain smoker, and his mother was a chain smoker. And I made a promise to myself that I would never smoke cigarettes just because of them. Not looking at them in a bad light, but I've seen the health effects that it impacts on them. And, you know, that kind of scared me straight. So, I have no interest in smoking a cigarette, maybe a cigar here or there, but definitely not where I would smoke a pack in 1 week. Hell no, can't do it.
But Joe, anything else for the people?
I think any
last words?
I think the last thing I want to leave off of is the part that we're not really, that goes missing as far as being a legend, leaving a legacy. I don't think a lot of people understand the level of impact that's part of being a legend, is leaving a legacy. Usually those legacies are something that does transcend over time. It doesn't necessarily have to be something to the masses. It could be something as small as just something you are known for or you've done in your family. So say you started a specific tradition, like Marcus said, like you broke the mold of your family where, like, for example, say all your family members built their wealth or and fortune in their lives based off of crime. You decide to go a totally different route and you do good and you've probably outdone and supersede their accomplishments by whatever means, you know. Maybe you were motivated by the trials and tribulations of what crime comes with. I don't know. Who knows, right? I'm just giving you an example. But, you know, the legacy in your family now, when you start your own offspring or whatnot, is, hey, my family have this history or this background. I chose not to do this. I chose to go this way. So we can create another way we can sustain for ourselves, like, you know, a career that's more fruitful than a career like that, where you don't have to go through certain channels that may put you in worse situations or situations that you have no business being in. So it's something that simple as far as leaving a legacy, man, leaving your impact or your imprint on the people that you love and care about. It doesn't even have to be family. It could be something that you've done career-wise. Say that you are a community activist and you've done so much in the community where you've created community gardens and whatnot, and you didn't necessarily put them in your name, but everyone in the community know who's behind it, right? You know, lo and behold, as years go by, as time goes by, and those things are kept up by the community, you know, you'll probably get a few accolades if they're structured enough. And even if they're not, people will be talking about you for years to come just because they're going to be like, it was started by that man or that woman. And they definitely made a huge impact on this this community before they left here and moved on to do better things. So it's just something as simple as that. As far as when I think of legendary, like, you've done something where you definitely left some type of imprint on this world. And made some kind of impact on it in a positive way. I mean, you could leave a legacy in a negative way, but who cares? We're talking about that. I honestly don't. So when you embrace challenges, man, and you're taking risks, man, you know, legends are pretty much have a willingness to take risks normally, to stand out and step out of their comfort zones and embrace challenges. So I think that when you have these type of discussions, man, you should really focus on the importance of embracing new opportunities, like facing your fears, pushing boundaries in order to achieve extraordinary feats. So think about that. And yeah, take care. Be safe.
Gamstone.